Hey, what one thing could you do, commit to, declare over the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in your life? I've asked that question all over the country to thousands of people. I've had over 30,000 people stand in conferences and declare their one thing. I'm not going to criticize my wife for 30 days, or I'm going to pray every day for the next 30 days, or I'm not going to use a credit card for the next 30 days because they know it's the right thing to do. And most of us can take on a 30-day challenge and do that one thing. What one thing could you declare for the next 30 days that make the biggest difference in your life? Call 888-888-1717. I'd love to hear it. I want to talk to you. And by the way, when you do, you declare that intention, you tell me what that one thing is, I'm going to send you a gift. It's going to be, it is our Intentional Living Challenge Kit. It's the 101 Things You Can Do to Grow Your Faith book. And I'll send you the same one thing wristband that I'm wearing right now, and I wear every day and have for the last, 5 years at least, as a daily reminder to you of your one thing commitment today for your life in Christ. What is it? Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me go to Susan. Susan is on the line in Florida. Hey, Susan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today, thank you.
Good. What's your one thing declaration for us?
My one thing that I need to do is to illustrate a book I've written. I've written several, but I need to get started illustrating at least one. So that's the one thing.
Why do you need to do it? Is it a commitment you've made, or is it a commitment to yourself?
It's something that I want to do. I just have not done it. I've been doing a lot of other things, and this has been in the back of my heart. God, I think the Lord has given me these books to write and to illustrate and to finish up, at least starting with the one with the illustrations.
So what do you think, what is the main thing that's keeping you from it?
I just can't quite figure that out. It's actually a motivation thing. I've been through some serious illnesses and discouraged, probably depression from it all. Mm-hmm. Really sick. And then I had blood clots last year.
Okay, so you've had some legitimate physical things, but I hear you say you've had some emotional setbacks as well, in terms of maybe you feel you're not up to it, or you feel you're not going to be good enough, or do you get overwhelmed when you think about doing it?
I just think just not doing it. I just put it aside and just not done it, and that's not a good thing. So that's why I intentionally want to start illustrating each day.
Okay. Listen, Susan, you make a commitment to me. Will you make a commitment? I'm going to send you the 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith book, and I'm also going to send you the wristband that I wear. And would you make a commitment for the next 30 days to put that on every day and say, okay, I'm going to spend, you decide what it is. If it's 10 minutes every day, a half hour every day, or if it's going to be 30 minutes three times a week, but will you make a decision to say, I'm committed for the next 30 days to work on this in little bits and see where I am at the end of 30 days?
Yes, I will.
Okay, how much, commit, how every day?
Every day.
How much time is reasonable?
At least a half an hour, because I am actually an artist. I just haven't done a lot.
Okay.
I haven't felt well, so it's not like I don't know how to paint and draw. So
it's
a matter of actually doing it. At least a half an hour, and sometimes it'll go longer.
All right. Well, that's fine. You can always do longer, but you're committing a half hour, set a time. I'm going to send you the wristband. I want you to put it on every morning, and you think of me, think of the commitment, and say, hey, okay, that's the time I'm going to do it, 7 tonight or 2 this afternoon, whatever it is. You do it. 30 days from now, you call back, and you tell me 30 days from now what difference that's made in your life, getting some momentum and doing that in a way of honoring Christ, okay?
I certainly will.
All right. And we'll be waiting to hear from Susan in Florida. Hey, let me ask you, what's one thing that would make a difference in your life? Here's the deal. Successful people declare their intention. And sometimes it's as simple as saying, 30 minutes every day, I'm going to just work on decluttering something in my life or work on something to progress my life, and then do it. That's how you get your prayer life grows. You're not going to grow spiritually in your health or in your finances or in work if you don't do a little bit over an extended period of time. So what's your one thing? Give me a call, 888-888-1717. I'm here. I'd love to talk to you. 888-888-1717. And the 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith book will be sent to you. It's an easy read. Every page is a couple paragraphs with just an encouragement. It's kind of like a daily devotional kind of deal, but 101 of them. And also, we're going to send to you the One Thing wristband, if I can get you on the air and get a chance to talk to you. 888-888-1717 is the number. Give us a call.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Remember when tying a string around your finger helped remind you of something? Well, it's not a thing anymore since that one guy ruined it for the rest of us.
That's really tight. I can't feel my finger anymore. Help!
That's why at the Intentional Living store, you can get your own wristband. It's a physical reminder that the intentional life is lived one right thing at a time. And when you use that wristband, the Power of One Thing book, and the free online Intentional One Thing challenge, you'll go from good intentions to developing transformational habits. The Intentional Living store at theintentionallife.com.
How do I love a difficult neighbor? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I do encourage you to pick your battles carefully. I have a story to share personally. When Don and I first married, we bought a little house and had a fence in the back that the neighbor's dog on the other side would stand there and bark at us almost 24 hours a day, and it was so frustrating. And instead of being intentional and loving and Christian-like, I'd call him on the phone. And when he'd answer, we didn't say much, and it kind of hang up, and it was a kind of a frustration between the two of us. And actually, the more I got frustrated, the more the dog seemed to bark. And God spoke to me, the Holy Spirit convicted me, and one wintry night in Michigan, I plowed through the snow, went to his house, and apologized. I said, I'm sorry. You know what I did? I intentionally connected with my neighbor, and we became real people, and the dog stopped barking. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, that's real. That happened, not fake news. That really that really happened. You know, the Intentional Living Minute, we record it for the radio and stream it around the world, but also we do a video version. It's on Facebook every day, and it'll come right to your news feed if you like the page when you go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. Here's what I believe. I believe that whatever the challenges are that you're facing, intentional living in Christ, it's a Christ-centered message, is a solution to real-life challenges and opportunities. People who are successful spiritually and otherwise know what their intention is. They may never have expressed it, but they know what it is, and they pursue those goals daily. But when you express what that one thing is, it's a powerful thing because it's an accumulation then of the small one things done over an extended period of time. And when you call right now and declare that one thing for me or to me, I'd love to pray with you and hear what it is. Declare it here, declare it now. And if you get on the air with me, I'll tell you what, we're going to send you the 101 Things book, 101 Things You Can Do to Grow Your Faith. I'm going to send it to you, and I'll send you the same One Thing wristband that I wear every day as a daily reminder of your One Thing commitment today. So call, if you get a busy signal, just hang on. We're going to get you on because I want to talk to you at 888-888-1717. Shelby called. She wants to join in the discussion. Shelby, welcome to Intentional Living. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing today?
I want to stick to my budget, and I want to give back. I just recently got baptized, and I want to stick to, that's kind of my one way right now besides serving.
So you, by the way, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. And we're thrilled for you in your growth. You have a budget, but you're not following. Is that basically, or don't you have a budget?
Yes. Okay. I have my budget, but I don't follow
Why?
It. Well, I've gone over and I just recently got my expenses. I moved. So I'm going over all the new expenses and all the new bills from the move. So now I really need to stick down and write it down on a piece of paper and intentionally give.
So you have a budget, but it's kind of in your head, or is it in
a
print?
Little bit. It's on my phone, but not on print yet.
Yeah. Well, listen, Shelby, you can do this. What have you found works the best for you in following it? When you've had a period of time when you actually followed it, what were you doing that worked?
Writing it down and having it in front of me every day.
Okay.
So I can see it and look at it and, you know.
So having it on the phone is not as good as having it black and white on a piece of paper.
A little bit. Yeah. It's a little bit easier to see it all on one sheet of paper opposed to on separate documents.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you. Now, Shelby, how can this change your life? Doing that one thing, if you get on track 30 days from now, how is your life going to be better?
I think I'll feel a lot better if I intentionally give away like I want to at least once a month.
Amen. So you want to be more generous in tithing and sharing.
Yeah. I want to pay it forward somehow.
That's good.
To a good cause.
Well, Shelby, listen, I'm going to send you the 101 things you can do to build your faith, but also I'll send you the one thing wristband. Here's what I encourage you to do. There's different plans. You know, there's people have plans. I think there's a practical one because we encourage people to try to work with cash if they can. Have an envelope system. You put things in envelopes and you manage it that way. Some people manage it online. Some people, you know, they have different ways of managing it. But finding the thing that works for you and then sticking with it, we teach 10-10-80, tithing, saving 10% at least, learning to live on 80%. And if we do that over an extended period of time, it's transformational. So I'm going to get you the wristband. I encourage you to put it on the next 30 days every day and say, okay, today, whatever the plan is you've taken, I don't know if it's how you're doing your accounting or going to cash or not using credit card, whatever it is that you would say, today I'm going to stick with that plan today, and it'll be a reminder for that one day that you're going to be intentional with your finances. Is that something you're willing to do?
Yes.
And okay.
Do you have more information on the 10-10-80? Not so.
You know, we have a teaching on that, don't we, Stephen? Don't we have 10-10-80? I've done. Listen, Shelby, I'm going to have Stephen because he's kind of like got the pastor's heart here. He's going to get you. He'll get your address, and we'll track down the teaching I've done on 10-10-80 and some of our material. We'll send it to you as a way of saying, hey, we want to help you on your journey. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. You can do it. Hang on. We'll get to you. You can join in, by the way. If yours may not be finance, the issue you're really looking at might be having to do with your kids. You realize maybe you're too critical or you're yelling, and you would say, hey, for the next 30 days, I want to declare my intention to clean up my act when it comes to how I speak to my kids. Or maybe it's in your marriage. One thing to say, listen, this is one thing I know for the next 30 days that make a big difference in my marriage. And then being intentional to do it. If you get through, you get on the air with me. I'd love to send you as well the 101 things you can do to build your faith book and the one thing wristband to encourage you for 30 days to stay on course. Okay. Let's go to Rachel in Florida. Rachel, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Thank you. My one thing is to be more intentional in my marriage.
In what way?
Well, every day is like I get up and every day is like we argue. It's like I have just reached my rock bottom and I just feel like there's got to be more to that. We've been married for 17 years and we used to get along. I mean, just have coffee in the morning and just, you know, have a kiss in the morning. But now it's just like we just get up and it's just like one thing leads to another. We just start arguing.
Now, is there some unusual or new stress in your life or some change you've gone through recently?
No, as I heard somebody say that on the radio program earlier today with this subject that it or maybe you said it doesn't start just like right now. It comes from the past, and yeah. It's like little things just add up. And
do you have kind of a wall between you think?
Yes, we do. And I know in my heart, I have to be more humble. I have to say, hey, I am wrong when I am wrong. And I know humility is kind of like, it's hard to do, but yeah. I know that in my heart, I have to do that. And my husband does also, but.
Well, you can't change him, and you can't be the Holy Spirit for him, as you know. But let me ask you this. What one thing, not a bunch of things, but one thing you know that over the next 30 days, if you kind of, you did it every day, that would make a difference in your marriage, what would it be?
To be kind.
Okay.
I think I just need to be more kind to him.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to help you do that by reminding you, and I can't be there to remind you, but what I can do is I want to send you the book as a way of saying, well, I hope it'll encourage you as you read through these 101 things you can build your faith with. But get that wristband every day as you put it on. Nothing fancy. My wife says it's too big for her wrist, so you know, wherever you put it on, but as a reminder that says, hey, my thing today is to be kind to my husband, to be kind to my husband. And that's my one thing commitment. And do that for 30 days, and then you let me know what difference that has made in your life after 30 days. Would you do that?
I definitely will. Thank you so much, Dr. Randy.
All right.
I would definitely do that.
And I'll tell you, life is as they say, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, right? And that's really what we're talking about. If you just joined us yesterday and today on the radio, we've been focusing on this fact that successful people, however you define success, we define it here as meaning doing what God's made us to do, how we're made, how we're wired spiritually and in relationship. Successful people declare their intention to say, this is what my intention is, and then pursue their goals daily. Life is a daily event. It's the accumulation of small one things over an extended period of time. People who are successful, they know their goals, they're clear, and they're willing to declutter their life, get rid of things that are keeping them from focusing on their goals in order to progress. So what is that one thing? Your intention. And we break it down one thing for 30 days because, you know, I could say, well, what 10 things could you do for the next year? And you'll be completely, completely lost, as I would. But most of us can think, hey, you know, I could do one thing every day. I know it'd make a difference. What would it be? Declare it right now. Declare it clearly. Give us a call. And if I get a chance to talk to you, we'll send the 101 things you can do to build your faith book and the one thing wristband as you call 888-888-1717. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We've got Chelsea. I think that she wants to talk about yelling at kids. Let's find out what that's about in Texas in 2 minutes.
Here's something awesome I want to tell you about. I'm producer Rob for Intentional Living. You know, in 30 days, you can have a brand new life by developing a brand new habit. It's just that simple. And I've seen it work in my own life. And here's a resource Dr. Randy offers that can help you get started. It's 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith, a simple little booklet to give you ideas on something you can do for 30 days to develop a brand new healthy habit. And you know, healthy habits are the key to an intentional life in Christ. It's not one of those big, thick, scary books that you have to read from cover to cover. It's a simple little booklet to help you get started on your intentional living journey. 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith. Check it out from our online store at theintentionallife.com.
You know, Rachel's the one I want, so the father-in-law says, hey, I'll give you what? Here's the deal. You can have her too, but 7 more years of work, right? So he ends up with Leah and Rachel, but here's the part of the fairness I want to talk about. In verse 30, it says, then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than he did Leah. Wonder what Leah's heart felt like. And he served with Laban for another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. There's a whole message here when you think about fairness. God has a way of making up the differences. He made up the difference for Leah in a lot of ways. Now, Leah didn't appreciate it because she continued to try to find acceptance from Jacob. But God saw that she was unloved, opened her womb, and we also know that Jesus came through the lineage of Leah, not Rachel.
That's an absolutely fascinating story. It really is. It's an excerpt, by the way, from my teaching this month, When Life Isn't Fair. If you're a member, a monthly supporter of Intentional Living, it just automatically comes your way. If you've requested it when you joined us, it'll just every month, as you know, the new teaching will come. Today, however, if you share a gift with the ministry, whatever God lays on your heart, the best gift, we'll make sure you receive it as well when you ask for it. Your generosity allows Intentional Living to reach more people, impact people for Christ.
You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or you can go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. I was thinking about life. In fact, I wrote a book called The Power of One Thing. And it was interesting. I looked on Amazon a while ago, and it was pretty high on the business book. There are a lot of people, a lot of business people are fascinated with the idea of goal setting and going after strategy. But, you know, those things work. And the principles that work in business relationships can work in your life as well, in your marriage and your family. And then knowing that these are God-based principles, boy, they're transformational. So come and join me. Declare what that one thing is you'd like to see happen in your life the next 30 days. One thing that you want to see better to grow, because it is the accumulation of small one things over an extended period of time. And if I get a chance to talk to you on the here in the studio, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to send you the 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith book and the very same wristband that I wear every day I had created for myself. We're going to send one to you. And here's what I'd like to have you do if you get it. For 30 days at least, every day, put it on and say, Lord Jesus, you know the intention of my heart, the declaration of intention I've made, the one thing that I've committed to. It may only be 10 minutes a day to do whatever that one thing is, but I'm going to do it and give you glory for it. It may be reading scripture. It may be praying for your spouse. It may be encouraging your child, your teenager, three times every day. It may be finishing a project a little bit every day you've been working on. Whatever that one thing is that you declare it. Declare it now. Declare it here. And again, if you get through and I get a chance to talk to you, we'll make sure the wristband and the book comes your way. It's a way of saying, hey, listen, we want to help you get started on your intentional living journey. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and we'll love to hear from you. All right. We got some callers. Let's go. Chelsea is next, who's been waiting. Thank you, Chelsea. Welcome to the program from Texas.
Thank you.
What's your one thing?
Screaming at my toddler.
You don't want to do it. You want to stop it.
I do not want to scream at my toddler.
Did you grow up in a home that there was a lot of yelling?
Yes, and I remember growing up, it was like this fear and this terror of like I never knew when it was coming and outbursts. And so when I had my son, I remember being like, you know, I just don't want him to have to recover mentally and emotionally from the damage I did. And I was doing really well. And now he's three and has opinions and says no and fights me. And I just, you know, the look that washes over his face when I scream and I just...
Well, you know in your heart that you know you need to stop it. What's the trigger? Is there something that happens? Let's go back a few seconds before, a few minutes before that happens. Is there something that triggers that early on?
Well, I think I'm a working mom. And so I'm already usually tired and stressed, you know, and then I come home and he's just, his heart, he's just so excited to show me something or he really wants something or needs my attention. And so it's mom, 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 mom. And I'm like, dude, I heard you. Like I'm in the middle of cooking it or I'm in the middle of, you know, yes, there are times when he blatantly disobeys me. He definitely is a bit of a strong-willed kid, but usually when I explode, it's not when he has intention like that. It's like all the pressure just finally bubbles.
Yeah. So you know it's coming.
Yeah.
See, if we've got a hot water tank in the garage, we all have a kind of a pressure relief valve on it. If it gets too much pressure, it overheats. It's supposed to blow off the steam, blow off the water so it doesn't, you know, blow up and kill people. And that's sort of a release valve that we all have to have. We have to sense, though, when the meter's getting up there. And I think for you, Chelsea, I'd encourage you to think whatever that is. It's something you're thinking, your schedule that's not working for you, and ask yourself, what one thing, you know, what is the one thing you could do that would be a pressure release other than to your child? Counting to 10, walking around the block, spending time with your child when you first come home. I don't know what it is because it'll be different for everyone, but finding what that pressure release is and then make that your one thing commitment for 30 days. Let me send you the book and the one thing wristband. Let me ask, do you know what that one thing is or do you have to think about it?
I think it's really just, I get so caught up in taking care of him and my husband and work. And so I think I'm going to have to do a little bit of self-care.
Okay.
I'm going to have to carve out, even if it's 10 minutes for myself, to just breathe, to not be touched, to not be asked for anything, but I'm going to have to be intentional about that because otherwise I'll just let my schedule.
Yeah, because what happens is you walk right in the door and it's right there in your face. So maybe that's it. You're going to say, hey, I'm taking 15 minutes when I get home. Nobody bother me. I got to get de-stressed and get focused here. Do that. The book and wristband's coming your way. Jessica in Michigan, appreciate your call. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, Dr. Randy.
Good. What's your one thing?
Well, I am being intentional about waiting on God's timing. And in the meantime of that, being content while I'm waiting.
What are you waiting on?
I knew you were going to ask that. a few years ago, I went through a divorce and my husband chose something different. And I had to leave the home I'd lived in for a long time because it was a part of a family. And so I began renting a house. And in April, they asked me, would I like to buy it? And I said, no. And so shortly after that, they said, well, you've got 30 days to vacate. And so I'm homeless right now. Mm. And, you know, my friends all have struggle with that word because I do have a good job, but I don't have a home. And so I had multiple people say, hey, you can come stay with us. And the Lord led me specifically to one family. And as I wait for him to prepare the next place for me to go, it's hard. There's a lot of different emotions that come because I have a daughter and I'd like to provide for her. And I feel like on some level I failed.
Mm.
But I have two older sons that are successful, you know, and doing fine.
Hold on for just a second, Jessica. I'll talk to you off air here. But you're waiting. That's your one thing. By the way, you hear the theme. We're going off the air. But I'll tell you what. I'm just going to stay here and continue to talk to you. If you give me a call, like Jessica, and Michelle, I'll talk to you in a moment as well. I'd love to have you join us. What's your one thing? If you get through and I get a chance to talk to you, we're going to send you the 101 things you can do to build your faith book and the one thing wristband. What is that one thing? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Successful people declare their intention and pursue their goals every day. Declare it now. It begins for you today. I'm Randy Carlson at 888-888-1717. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.